Okay, Chevron, just a little bit of Rambam in Parak Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah Halacha Gimel. The Rambam tells us that there is a difference between a Rebbe's obligation to teach his students and the father's obligation to teach his son, and that a father is obligated to pay money to teach his son, but a Rebbe has no obligation to pay money, to lose money, to teach other people's students. That's like the din we mentioned last time. There seems to be two different psukim. The pasuk of Shinantam Lefanecha refers to Talmid, and the pasuk of Ulamatam Osam Ushmartam La'asosam, that pasuk refers to the father's obligation, and the father's obligation is to teach even if it involves paying money. That's what the Gemara says, that's what the Rambam paskins. However, it's not clear which Gemara the Rambam is talking about. Is the Rambam talking about a Gemara in Baba Basra related to the Takana of Yeshua ben Gamla, that they decided that there should be students or yeshivos in every community? Or maybe the Rambam is talking about something else. The Vilna Gaon writes over here that he thinks the Rambam's distinction between a father teaching his children and a Rebbe teaching his students relates to a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara says that with respect to Mila, if the father doesn't do Mila, so then Bezdin has to. However, with respect to teaching Torah, the Gemara never says that there's a Chiv on the Bezdin. Now, obviously, there's a Chiv on the Bezdin, says the Gemara, because how could we allow Jewish children to be ignorant? It can't be that there's no obligation on the community to teach children. Rather, the Gemara says, no, obviously what we mean is that the Bezdin, the community's obligation, is not an obligation to spend any money. So a father's obligation to teach Torah is an obligation to spend money, whereas a teacher's obligation is an obligation only to teach, not to spend money. The nafgamina between these two approaches are as follows. The approach that it's based on the Gemara in Baba Basra about the Takana of Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla is saying that's a din d'rabbanan. Whereas the Gra's approach, that the distinction is based on that Gemara in Kedushin related to whether there's an obligation of the Bezdin, therefore it's a din d'iraisa. And the nafgamina would be in terms of a grandparent's obligation to pay for chinuch, right? We mentioned already the suffik in the Kesef Mishnah. He's not sure whether the grandparents have to pay for the chinuch of their children. L'cha'ayre, if it's a din dirabbanan, so they wouldn't extend it to grandparents, whereas if it's a din d'iraisa, they would. This is sort of what we began touching on last time. Let's go on, though. The Rambam writes, if your father didn't teach you Torah as a kid, you were never sent to yeshiva. Mishalo limdo aviv chayiv lelamed es atzmo kishe yakir. Shenema ulamadtem osam ushmartem laasosam. V'chein atam otzi b'chol mokum shatamud kodem lamaisa shatamud mevi lidei maisa v'ena maisa mevi lidei talmud. Zuck the Rambam, that if the father didn't teach you Torah, you have to learn yourself. Everyone jumps up and down, they spit sword and nickel. So you say, one second, even your father did teach you Torah, you have to learn yourself, no? Right, you went to yeshiva high school. You still have to come to IU, no? You have to learn yourself. What's going on over here? What's the Rambam mean? So the Avodas HaMelech, that's with the Rav's uncle, Rav Nachum Krakowski, he says that what the Rambam is talking about is as follows. If your father didn't teach you Torah, you have an obligation to teach yourself, meaning you have to pay for your own chinuch. That's what Rabbi Nachman Krakowski says. Not only that, but the chiyuv to teach yourself and to pay for your own chinuch, the Rambam tells us, is based on the idea that you have to learn in order to do. What that means is as follows, and the Alter Rebbe has this in Shulchan Aruch in Perek Beis of Hilchos Talmud Torah Halacha Aleph. You know, a father's obligation to teach his son Torah is fairly minimal. Limdo mikra, eno malamdo mishnah. No? Your father has to make sure that you learn chumash. Maybe mishnah. Basic stuff. Father has no obligation to teach you everything. However, if the father didn't teach you Torah, so then your obligation to teach yourself, which means your obligation to spend money to go to yeshiva and learn, is to teach yourself everything. It's a little bit backwards, but I think this is what emerges from the way the Shulchan Aruch Harav, from the way the Alter Rebbe presents the din. If the father didn't teach you Torah, meaning he didn't spend money on it, you have to teach yourself. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes that in this case, we have different sets of rules in halacha. Usually, the way you learn, there's like a steer in the Gemara. How are you supposed to learn? You're supposed to first learn Chumash, ben Chumash LaMikra, ben Eser LaMishnah, ben Chamesh Esrei LaTalmud, something like that. That's like a Mishnah and Avos. Or do I learn everything together? Like Talmud Bavli is Balol Mikol, Taisa says, no? And you're supposed to learn Gemara. And Gemara includes, obviously, if you learn, you know, Gemara, you're going to know Sefer Nehemiah, because it's obvious that like Gemara includes everything. So what do you learn? So the Alter Rebbe says, you know what the difference is? If your father is teaching you at a young age, so then you follow the sequence of the Mishnah. Meaning, Chumash, then Mishnah, then Gemara. But if you're teaching yourself, that means that you're doing it at an older age, so then you have to learn in the Lamaisa sort of way, says the Alter Rebbe. And to get that Lamaisa sort of learning, you have to learn Gemara. Because the Alter Rebbe explains, it's unbelievable, there's like a collector's item. The Alter Rebbe explains that if you're learning in order to do stuff, you can't just learn rule books. You can't just have dinim. You have to have Gemara. Because the Gemara is there to give you an understanding of the basis of the halachos, so that you'll be able to apply them in other cases in life. Okay? So this is relevant. Right? So what the Alter Rebbe is saying is there's a difference between learning on your own, which is learning Almanas La'asos, where you gotta do Gemara. Oh, hi Ben. This is time for your rebuttal.
Don't people say very, very bad things about people passing from Gemara?
Yes. So you're not supposed to pass from Gemara directly, but what you're supposed to do is the Gemara says it, you shouldn't pass from Gemara. You're supposed to use the Gemara to give you the background and svara, the understanding of the dinim, so then you'll be able to apply it to other cases. If you just take out, again, people say you shouldn't learn Gemara on your own. There are some people say you shouldn't learn Shulchan Aruch, because how can you learn Shulchan Aruch? There's a whole dispute about whether Shulchan Aruch was a good book or not a good book. Right? Maybe you shouldn't have a Shulchan Aruch. Just learn from the Gemara and go through the Rishonim and the Rambam, etc., and figure it out on your own. Right? The answer is, much longer than what we're doing right now, but the answer basically is that you can't. If I just read the rule book, I'll know the rules, but whenever there's a new case, I'm not going to know what to do. However, if I learn the background material from the Gemara through the Rishonim, etc., so then I'll be able to apply it to new cases in life.
So you're saying that the Baal Bas has to be a posting?
The ideal is for every Baal Bas to be a posting. Absolutely. That's the ideal. Remember, Torah is not only the possession of rabbis. We are all supposed to. And look at that Shulchan Aruch Harav, Perek Beis and Talmud Torah Halacha Aleph. Every Jew has an obligation to master all of Torah. And he says that the Pasuk says this. The Pasuk writes, Kol HaMitzvah, or something, Ulamatem Osam Ushmartem Asosam. Now we're done understanding Ulamatem Osam to mean Ulamatem Atem. You should learn it, you yourself. And it says, Kol HaMitzvah, meaning that you should learn every single mitzvah. You should master, says the Alter Rebbe, Taryag Mitzvahs, with all the Perushim. That's the goal. We have to be ambitious, no? We gotta know Kala Tairakula. Not that I've gotten there by any stretch, but that's the ambition. We gotta learn Kala Tairakula. So again, this is some of what we wanted to discuss. Shkoyach for listening.